Good afternoon, and thank you very much for attending the Student Life Student Affairs Input Session. My name is Jackie Elliott, and I serve as Vice President for Student Affairs. Your participation and input in today's session is important and valuable to us, so we thank you very much for taking the time out of your busy day to share your ideas. I need to take a moment, if I may, and to thank a few individuals. First, I would really like to recognize the hard work and efforts of the University Relations team. These individuals worked feverishly to bring these town hall meetings together in a very short amount of time. A special thanks to Dr. Tim McMahon for his guidance and wisdom, Gina Bradley for just about everything she does, Mallory Murray for answering my numerous emails about Bearcatitude, Darren Whitley for getting my good side, Mark Hornicle for making me sound smart when he writes what I say or what I write, and Teresa Carter, Melinda Kelsey, Kim Ziegler for making everything look so professional and wonderful. I'd also like to thank Dr. Jasinski. Unfortunately, he's not here with us today, but for his foresight in knowing that these types of sessions are critical for Northwest's future. I'd also like to thank Dr. Doug Dunham and Dr. Paul McGraw for going before me and allowing me to plagiarize their ideas and PowerPoints. Okay, I confess, I always wanted to be an actress or a comedian, so yes, this is starting to sound like an Academy Award acceptance speech, so my apologies. Finally, I really want to thank the Student Affairs Leads team, Mark Hetzler, Roseview, Dr. Sam Jennings, Dr. Jerry Wilmes, Dr. Matt Baker, because they actually did all the work in preparing for today, and I did nothing. Also, thanks a lot to Neil Davis for setting up the room, and Sue Nickerson and Jody Trainer for taking care of the logistics, and the most important part, the popcorn. Okay, I have a few more people to thank, but I thought I'd break it up. What we're doing as part of this input session is part of the new strategic planning process at Northwest, where we have this model, where we gather information, we'll collaborate, consents, commit, and act. And this is where we're at today, right here. It's one of those, where are you? We're at the gather and analyze, and that's why it's really important to have you at the session today so we can gather and analyze your input. Today's process will basically have four questions for discussion, but they're not limited to those questions. They're just to help guide perhaps the thought process and the things that we want to know. We have four wonderful individuals that have volunteered their time graciously to take notes for us. They are not part of the student affairs team, which we did deliberately and intentionally because we felt like they could be really objective, whereas if I was taking notes and something was said that was maybe a little negative, I'd have a tendency to write it in a positive way. So we want the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So these wonderful ladies have volunteered to take notes for us today. And if you could please help me thank Kim Hollinger, Lori Martis, Joy Stewart, and Terry Carmichael. The Student Affairs Leads team, as I mentioned, consists of the individuals listed up there. And once we get the notes from our wonderful note takers, we will assimilate that information and we'll be able to come up with some themes and some interpretations that we will be able then to take to the Strategic Planning Leadership team and to NLT and help them assimilate what we learned in our sessions as well. And I would like to introduce the Student Affairs Leads team, if I may, and have them stand up. So Rose View, she's the director of Residential Life. And then Dr. Matt Baker is back in the corner, and he is the dean of students. And then Mark Hetzler is also in the back, our director of Auxiliary Services. And Dr. Jerry Wilmes is the director of the Health and Wellness Center. And Sue Nickerson helps us, and Sam Jennings, Dr. Sam Jennings in the back there. He is the dean of Missouri Academy. And you're probably saying, the dean of Missouri Academy Student Affairs Life team. We included Sam just because we like him, and also there's a lot of overlap between what he does with his students in student development as we do with ours. And Sue Nickerson, if you want to stand, Sue, and Jody, they actually run things. We know it's Administrative Professionals Day, and so we all know where the brains of every organization lie, and it's with our administrative professionals, so thanks. Some of our goals for today is obviously to gather information. We need your input. We want it to be open, honest, and frank, thoughtful, non-judgmental. You're not going to hurt our feelings. All ideas, thoughts are welcome. And we hope that we'll get more ideas than we can actually use. Some of the ground rules that we have been instructed to maybe go over and remind people is that It's to get input on the topic from as many people as time permits, so I'm going to be quiet here really quickly. And if necessary, speakers might be asked to, hey, can you summarize your thoughts really quickly, or is that a question, or is it an input, and can you help us? It's not a gripe session. We would like for people to frame concerns in a positive manner. Try to describe the issue and focus on new possibilities. We're all about possibilities. How can we get better? What can we do differently? Personal names should be avoided unless it is Clarence Green, and then you can attack Clarence all you would like. And although I say attacks are not tolerated, again, he does carry a weapon on his hip, so if you feel like you want to attack him, go right ahead. Again, I'm sorry for the jokes, but this is an input session, and it's not a voting box, so keep excessive responses, pro or con, maybe to a minimum. So anyways, without anything else for me to say, I'm going to go ahead and share with you a couple quick things. I thought it would be important for you to understand, you know, what is student life about? What is student affairs? What are those people with the popcorn balloons and T-shirts really all about, and the residence halls and the dining services? And this is what guides what we do. When we talk about why we're going to do this program, why we're going to do this service, I say, well, how does it fit with our mission as a division? And so we always go back to that. So I thought it would be helpful for you to maybe kind of see what we're all about. And I stole this idea from Dr. Paul McGraw, and I have no shame, but I wanted to share with you some quick facts about student affairs. And he did such a wonderful job yesterday with environmental services. I learned things that I did not know. So we just kind of thought some quick facts about residence halls. How many can we hold? Campus dining options. How many different options are there for me to eat on campus? 15. It's almost exceeding the number of restaurants in Maryville, I think. Number of student organizations, 180. Number of international students this past year, 314. Number of multicultural student organizations. We're really proud of this fact. We have 7. Greek sororities and fraternities. Number of volunteer hours this last year. And keep in mind, that's not counting this next week. So a huge thank you to Amy Nally, who last night at 5 p.m. when I said, hey, could you maybe get me these numbers? She did. Also, a huge thank you to Jerry Wellmuth and Mallory Budden, because the last three numbers, again at 5 o'clock last night, I said, hey, these would be really nice to have, and they scrambled and got them to me. So just kind of some quick facts so you can kind of have a picture of what we do sometimes. And then these are kind of the questions that we formed as a team to help guide our discussions today. Again, we don't want to limit you to these questions, but hopefully it'll help frame some of the input and suggestions that we get. And as you can see, they're a little bit similar to what Dr. Dunham asked as far as what can we do in the activities, the things that we do outside of the classroom that can put us ahead of the competitors. What should we be offering outside of the classroom? How can we increase engagement? Obviously, that's one of our mission and core values. We want students to be engaged. And how can we increase satisfaction? So if those questions help guide your input, feel free to use them. If not, say anything else that you like. So with that, I'm going to be quiet and turn the microphones over to you guys. If you could please come to either the back one or the forward one, or if you want to come up to this one, you can as well, and just state your name and your input, and we'll get started. So thanks.
Just to get things started, I'm John Rickman, Vice President of Information Systems. I really would love to see us continue and really go to another plateau on energy conservation and a green campus and residence halls and in all of our activities. I know we've made a lot of strides, but we're unique up here in Northwest Missouri with alternative energy, and we've used the alternative heating for years. I think there's some steps that really could put us in national eliteness if we could take those next steps. I know that we're also unique in having the laptop, mobile computing, and wireless, and our textbook rental. There's an opportunity there to save a lot of trees yet. We've looked at that in the past. We've seen some things that don't work. And sometimes that's what we need to have, is some experience like that to know what to try to make work in the future and really get that next step. I think we figured out it takes 800 trees a year for textbooks. And I think electronic digital media could be a real keystone in the future of tying all that together, sustainability and electronic and digital learning environment.
Thank you, Dr. Rickman. I think maybe to summarize what I think I heard you mention was continue our sustainability efforts, especially in the residence halls and our efforts there, and also with textbooks and using our electronic media to its fullest. So thank you.
Hi, Jackie. First, I want to thank you for doing this. I'm Max Friedel, the Faculty Senate President. I would like to thank Rose View for her efforts in bridging the gap between Res Life and faculty. She's been instrumental in getting a group together in order to pursue this. I would hope that next year those efforts could continue to grow and develop, and we'll see more connection between faculty and residential life. So thanks, Rose.
Thanks, Dr. Friedel. Am I correct? You've got, what, like 3 more hours? And counting down. So Dr. Friedel has shared with us that he would like to see the continued collaboration efforts between academics and Res Life, and I'll just add maybe all areas of student life and student affairs. So thank you for that input. I will tell jokes if you don't come and give us input. Jerry's heard my jokes.
I have no questions, comments, or concerns, but I've heard your jokes. Now, you know, as you talked before, Dr. Elliott, I think, as has already been mentioned, the neat thing about the various input sessions is there's really a recurring theme, and it crosses, you know, it breaks down the silos from energy conservation. We heard yesterday about how much it costs the university to pick up litter. I think that's an opportunity for us in student life to be involved. Dr. Friedel mentioned, and I would echo that as well. So, really no comment. I just think in terms of Dr. Dunham's questions, it really is even more broad than that. It's not what should we be doing inside the classroom and outside the classroom, is that we're all working together on all fronts. So somebody else needs to get up here real quick.
No, I'm going to summarize because it's that. So thank you, Dr. Wilmus. And I think what Dr. Wilmus has shared with us is to continue the sustainability efforts. And if you weren't in Dr. McGraw's session, at 6,000 hours, right, or $6,000 to pick up trash. So, you know, if we all do our part. And I think that's what Dr. Wilmus is saying, you know, to continue doing our part. So.
Good afternoon. My name is Joe Barbosa, and then as of a couple hours ago, I was elected as the Vice President of our Student Senate. I'd like to thank the administration, especially Dr. Elliott.
Oh, thanks. Congratulations.
I'd like to thank the administration, especially Dr. Elliott and Dr. Baker, for instituting these forums as well as this cat scratch. Never in the past 2 years of serving on Senate have I seen students so enthused about actually giving their opinion, and I think it's a great thing. A few things that we are concerned about is, of course, the price of education. A lot of us did choose Northwest because of the great offers that we have in affordable tuition, the opportunity to rent our textbooks and our laptops to the university. And a lot of discussion is about how we can improve, and I think that's a great thing. And as the past couple speakers come up here and talked about improving our environmental sustainability. Most students do agree, and as I give, I'm an ambassador here, I give tours of the campus, parents are always in shock that we have our own power and we generate it ourselves. I would just encourage us to do that, but also encourage, as when we explain it to our students why we're doing this, is what's the ultimate goal? Is it because we want to just save the environment, or is it we want to be more cost-effective about it? Because it's one thing to, yes, let's say be green, but if we have to spend a lot of money that we could be spending to improve our classrooms or bettering the textbook program, we get a little confused if that's really the most benefit for the student as the whole run, as the long run. And Northwest is really big on what's best for the student and the end. So thank you again for doing this forum.
Thanks, Joe, and congratulations. I think what I heard you say is that continue our sustainability efforts, but we need learning outcomes with those. Everybody in student affairs is like, oh, learning outcomes. But so that we can say, why are we doing this? Why do we have a glass shredder, which is really cool, by the way, if you haven't seen it yet. But why do we have it, and how is it costing us money, and what do we hope students and other people learn from that? So, okay. I know somebody will come to the microphone now because John Redden's here. So, yeah, something to say.
Hi, my name is Matt Walker, and I'm a professor in communication, theater, and languages. and trying to stay as positive as we can about this. I would say in my 9 years here, going on 10, I've been very impressed with a large portion of the student body, and specifically in my classes. However, I've noticed a growing sense of, and I've talked with other professors and staff about this, a growing sense of entitlement from students. And it has become a problem in the classroom, and I'm starting to see it seep out as well, with basically not wanting to do much and get a lot in return for it. And that has been my concern. I've tried to work on that in my classroom. I don't know, other professors have too. And I know that Student Affairs has as well, but I think that's one of the things that maybe we need to get a better handle on as we move forward to try and make some improvements. So, thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Walker. I think those are really good comments. And to summarize what I think you were saying is that helping develop our students beyond the sense of entitlement, but again, the millennial generation, and doing a lot of education and talking and deploying strategies that can help us help our students get beyond maybe that sense of entitlement. So good suggestions.
Hi, my name is Dessa Johnston. I'm a freshman here, and I really liked all the programs that you had for freshmen with SOAR and Advantage, and I live in Hudson, which is an all-freshman hall, so they had even more with what to do your freshman year and how to cope and everything. But as I'm getting ready for my sophomore year, I'd kind of like to see more of programs on what next, because now I'm kind of lost because you focus a lot on freshmen, which is awesome, but I'd like to see as a sophomore what more programs I can offer for more information for upperclassmen.
Thank you, and now you've made me feel really guilty because for 2 years I've had sophomore year experience on my to-do list, so now I have to do it because you put all the pressure on me. But no, you have a really good comment, as we have recognized that as a need. We do a lot with our freshmen, and that sophomore year it's like, oh, great, okay, we're glad you stayed. But intentional programming for sophomores is, I think, what I'm hearing you say, and some transitioning. And there's great information and data out there about sophomore year experiences. I have a pile in my office if you'd like to come help me get things going. I'd love it. So thank you. Good input.
I'm Judy Free, and I just want to say that in the theme with making students priority and staff and faculty priority, I just want to say kudos to the Northwest leadership team for making moving forward on the smoke-free campus, because I think that is another way that we can protect our people.
Thanks, Judy. I think just to summarize, just continue to think about the health and safety and wellness of the campus community, and the smoke-free campus is one initiative. So thank you.
I'm Darren Whitley. I'm the university photographer, and I would suggest that we reimagine Martin Luther King Day. Instead of making it a day where everyone's free to do their own thing, I think we need to at least have some portion of the day have a mandatory program for at least the freshmen, if not all students. As it is now, it's largely recognized by our African American community, and I don't think they can help but take insult the fact that the majority of the students aren't participating. And so I think it's time we take this as an opportunity to do some mandatory education about discrimination. The speaker we had here, the Asian man, he was awesome. He said some really interesting things that I think are relevant to the Caucasian population, because he was telling the story about how Germans have experienced discrimination, and how basically there was kind of a cultural cleansing in the United States around World War II because of their German heritage. And I think that would just be a significant benefit, because unless you start to identify with somebody else's problems, you can't begin to address them or realize where you might offend them. This would also perhaps be an opportunity to continue to educate students about, you know, previous incidents we've had, so that those don't repeat themselves.
Thank you, Darren. I think those are really great comments. And as you know, we did, Ame Lambert and Jeff Foote and Dr. Baker did a lot this year with Intercultural U, but there's a lot of work yet to be done. And I think those are really good suggestions about Martin Luther King Day and the speakers that we've had. And we definitely will put that, definitely take that into consideration. It's very important for us.
Hi, I'm Scott Shields. I'm an area coordinator with Res Life. I don't know if I should talk backwards or forwards. I don't know. One of the couple things that have come up in the last semester or so, we heard a minute ago about students demanding more for less in the classroom a second ago. In the res halls, we're seeing more vandalism and those sorts of things. So I've kind of been doing a lot of thinking about how can we address these types of concerns. And when we stop and think about Bearcat Nation, I mean, the notion that we are a family and everything, it's truly out here, and I'm amazed every day by it. But I've have been to other schools that kind of define what are the core pillars of what it means to be a Bearcat and how it not only permeates school spirit, but how it gets into really your everyday life about, you know, I contribute to Bearcat Nation when I turn off the lights and save some energy. I contribute when I put more effort into writing papers and that sort of thing into my class. Every little bit counts. So from, you know, that spirit and what it truly means, maybe that's a way to attack the educational effort to address some of this stuff and some of the challenges that we're facing right now.
I think that's a really good suggestion, Scott. And I think what I heard you say is that really having some intentional delineated concepts or context to what does it mean to be a Bearcat? What does it mean to be part of Bearcat Nation and tie it to the learning outcomes and maybe have an operational definition? Because they shut me off, I think. No, oh, okay. Yeah, on the micro and so that students can say, I turned off my lights. That's how I contributed. So, and have that linkage. Okay. I hope this doesn't mean you want to hear a joke.
I have a good joke. No. Many years ago when the campus was doing the master plan for the residence halls, I remember hearing a lot about the different programming for freshmen and upperclassmen and all of that. And it really impressed me that we are doing that. And I haven't heard as much about that lately, and I think there's some opportunities there to take some of these ideas that are being raised. But just I would encourage us to come up with some ways to share back and forth between student affairs and the faculty so that more people know what programming is in place and what's going on. I know that there's a lot of literature on what's going on in residence halls, what's working, what's not, that we would probably all benefit from hearing. So if there could be some kind of better communication so that those things can be more tightly aligned, I think we could build on a fantastic start that we already have.
Thanks, Dr. Ayler. I think that's a really good point. And what I heard you say is that we need to do a better job of making sure that we're connecting what's happening in student life with the academics and tying those and linking them together and communicating and maybe sharing a little bit more. Good point. Good suggestion. Does anybody write down some things, Mark or Sam? Nobody wants to talk about food?
Mallory Murray from University Relations. I don't really know, like having not lived on campus, but our student workers complain a lot about campus dining hours and not being open on the weekends at convenient times and being forced to go to the station and buy expensive groceries. So I'm passing that on for them.
Thank you. Wonderful suggestion. Campus dining hours. That's all we need to write down.
Kathleen Baldino from the IIC. And on the food, we've asked this before, and I don't know where it is in the planning or anything, but if we could have some of the meats labeled for our international population, because we know that American Muslims and American Jews know what's pork, what's beef, what they can eat, what they can't, but an Indian may never have encountered pepperoni before, and they don't know. And it would be good if we could just tell them this is pork, just a little something that says what's in the sausage so that they know whether or not it's okay, appropriate for them to try it. Thanks.
Thanks, Kathleen. I think what Kathleen was saying is that we need to make sure that we're able to communicate with our international students some of the ingredients and meats that we have in our dining facility so that they'll understand if it fits with their religion and their needs. So good suggestion. We got 30 minutes, folks.
I'm not taking notes right now.
Okay. We'll give you a reprieve.
I'll keep talking so I can stop taking notes for a while. So on the campus dining webpage, I don't see a lot of point to go visit it because they have like a section for coupons and there's never any coupons on there. They have some other sections that there's never anything added. So if you've got a web page, I'd like to see it used more with some benefits of things like, and I like coupons. I figure students want to save money too, so it would be nice if they did that. I would also, I think sometimes we get surveyed a lot about campus dining, and sometimes I'm curious what the results of the survey are and what is happening as a result of the survey, because I get that almost every trimester and I always fill it out, but I don't know what happens to the answers or if it's being my comments are taken into effect, because I think I always comment on hours and things like that also, especially around break times when there's still some people on campus. But yeah, so
thanks, Lori. Excellent suggestions. The results are sitting in my inbox, so everyone's getting a mass email later today. But no, those are really good suggestions, and I think it goes back to communication, more coupons, making sure that our website is lively and user friendly. So thank you, and sharing data, sharing information, of all people, to not be sharing.
Bob owes you. He's got an hour to fill later on tonight. So, I'm Leslie Galbraith with the Talent Development Center. First, I'd like to applaud campus dining for the Good For You meal thing. It's spectacular every single day. It is.
And I have a coupon, Lori, that I'm going to give to you because I won't use it. I always forget it.
Secondly, just an observation, and I think most of us are aware of this at some level or another, the Java City, it has such a spectacular culture in that little room that seems to transcend the other cultures on campus. It's all kinds of students. It's the faculty. It's the staff. And it seems to be a place where you can go and have a meeting with your colleagues, and it's not as formal. I see the students in there working together. I see students in there studying alone. And so, whatever that special culture is, if we could find ways to replicate that. I don't think that it needs to be bigger. I think that cozy is part of the reason that it works, but other options like that.
Thanks, Leslie. I think Leslie has a really good point. The capturing the culture and the involvement and the engagement that we have with Java City and students and faculty and staff and finding a way to spread that to other venues and across campus. Good point. Good suggestion.
Back for seconds. There's been a couple of comments about later hours in the campus dining and stuff. As a student employee, I'd like to just food for thought mention that most of the people who work here in the union in campus dining or in student affairs office, we are students, and Northwest focuses a lot on student employment, which is great because it's on campus and it's convenient. But with having later hours, that means we have to work later hours, and we would also like to focus a lot on schooling. So I just like to speak on behalf of other student employees that offering more hours also means offering less studying, unless you're willing to employ more people. And I know with budget cuts, that's harder to employ larger groups. So just to think about that, that we also have studying to do on top of work.
Thank you. And we do want you to study. That's very important. I think what you're saying is finding a good balance between students not having to work too late, but yet also being able to provide later hours with some dining options. And there's some things in the works that I think can alleviate that some. So I'm not going to let that cat out of the bag yet, but build the suspense. But yes, I think that was my little jazz hands for the day. But I think that's a really good suggestion, and we do want you studying. So Jerry's getting nervous because he thinks I'm going to tell a joke. No, because then I have to read a form the next day about use of force. Meg, I did that just for you. That's my shout out to you.
Just a fast comment. I noticed the furniture in the union is starting to age pretty badly. It's going on about 10 years of service, so just bringing that to your attention. I'm sure Mark's already aware.
Thank you, Darren. Furniture in the union's looking worn. That's a good thing. We want it to be used, but probably needs some attention. So thank you for that suggestion.
My name is Terry Carmichael. I just wanted to comment how much better move-in and move-out days are since I started working here 18 years ago and now. So you've done a great process. I just keep it up.
Thank you, Terry. And just for the record, Terry started working here when she was 10 years old. So she's been here 18 years, but appreciate that. So whatever we're doing with move-in, keep doing, I think's what I'm hearing.
My name is Tim Krell. I'm part of the Wellness Center team, and I'm Director of Personal Development Counseling Services. I'm in my third year here in that position, and I'm proud to be a Northwest Missouri State University employee and alumni. I worked at another university near here for 19 years, and I don't feel like I ever went to work. I loved it. It truly was a great fit for me. And some people said, come take a look at Northwest. And I said, thank you, but I am really happy here at Missouri Western. And they said, no, we really want you to come take a look. I came and took a look, and I was interviewed by mostly student affairs and some faculty people, and it was because of their passion. I saw something that I wanted to become a part of. And it's because of their dedication. And if you talk to most students or most of the professionals in student affairs, they come from all over the country. They were going to be here a year or two, but they've been here for 8 or for 9 or for 10. I think we're doing incredible work. But now I want to shift to Dr. Marty Seligman, who's the father of positive psychology. He was actually interviewed by CNN, and they said you get a one-word response. They asked him this question, what's the state of psychology in America? One-word response. He said, good. They said, Marty, we're going to give you more than one word because we need more. He said, not good. They said, we'll give you 3 words. And he said, not good enough. I think what we're doing in student affairs and at Northwest is good, but it's not good enough. I think this is great that we're all here. I would like to see more students here and engage them with questions. They have so much brilliance and can lead us to where we need to go. I don't know that we do enough on this campus and this university, in my opinion, to celebrate all the good that we do. And I think as we celebrate more, it will help lift energy and morale. So as we move forward, to celebrate what we've done and where we've been, but together, working together. And I hope this is just the beginning of us coming together and collaborating and connecting and including more students, that I think this is a great thing. And I just want to say, let's see more of this.
I think what Dr. Crowley is saying is we need to do more town hall meetings. We need to get more students engaged. We need to encourage people to speak up and use more than one word that we're good, but focus on how we can get better. So good suggestion. Thank you.
Kathy Howell, Library. Maybe if we had these questions before we ever sat down at this meeting, maybe all of a sudden it was like sent a day or 2 days ahead and say, you know what, I've been thinking about this, or I've worked with my students right now and they're suggesting this. They couldn't make it to the meeting because somebody has to stay at the library to do things. Maybe if we had those ahead of time and all, maybe more students could have, you know, at least had an input through us if they couldn't make it.
Thank you. I think the suggestion was to have the questions ahead of time. That's a good suggestion. Hopefully, now that everyone's seen the questions, I think they are on bearcatitude.com. Please encourage people to go out and read the questions and send us their comments, and they can do that through bearcatitude.com. Am I saying that right? Bearcatitude.com. That they can respond to each of those questions out there. So thank you for that suggestion.
Gina Bradley, University Relations. My office is the one that designed and put out the cat scratch boards. And we are the ones that also are compiling all of the information and responses and input that are coming off of those boards. And it was kind of fun last Monday when we put them out. Kim and Mallory and I came over here and sat down here in the union, and we just watched. And it really was like little monkeys swarming around these boards. It was really funny to watch. You know, of course, all the comments are not going to be pleasant. We realized that going into this. You know, you give people a chance to voice their opinion, and it's not all going to be lovely. But there is some really, really good stuff coming off of those. These students want their opinions heard. And this was, I think, a brilliant way to ask for it. There's a lot of recurrent themes. You know, of course, parking is on there a lot. and campus dining is on there a lot. But they're not just complaining. They're offering suggestions, what they want. They're telling us they want more vegetarian. They want more Indian options. We have a lot of Indian students on campus. They want to see more multicultural, I don't know how to even say that, not programs, but they just want to see a better attitude in the multicultural setting. So I think what I am trying to say is I think these students have opinions. We just need to ask them for it. We need to really, you know, I went down through the union with your board and said, we need you to come upstairs, and I'm glad to see some students came up, but, you know, I'm like Tim, I would have really loved to have seen more students here because that's who, you know, we want to hear from today, but just when you're talking with them, you know, discuss with them about Bearcatitude and, you know, the cat scratch boards, that we really need their sincere and serious input on these venues.
Thanks, Gina. I think what I heard Gina saying is we need to continue to really actively seek out student input, and maybe not just on boards and Bearcatitude and town hall meetings once in a while, but consistently seeking out their input and their feedback actively. So it's a good suggestion.
Right in line with that, I read a book recently. It was kind of talking about the characteristics of today's 18 plus or minus year old students. And it actually doesn't surprise me that there aren't a lot of students here today. This isn't the way today's students communicate. It's all by text messages. It's by, the scratch board downstairs. It's by Twitter. It's by Facebook. It's ways that grant a certain amount of, amount of anonymity, because there's that little bit of a safety when you're online. And so, you know, I think if we really are looking for places to get that attitude, the Bearcatitude is a great place, but... I remember there was a channel that was on My Northwest last fall that was just a shout-out board, and it's, I haven't seen it recently, but if that went back up and became a suggestion board, that sort of thing, give students that place to give that one, two-sentence statement. You know, that might be a better way to get more feedback out of it. We're seeing it downstairs on the board, because I think the message for us is we got to get on board with that message or with that methodology of getting input, or we're not going to get it.
I think what Scott was saying is that we need to, Dr. Baker did a great speech the other night, and I'm going to plagiarize him, but he talked about how many of the students got engaged in their leadership and their student organizations by seeing a flyer on campus, and no one raised their hand. And he said, how many of you got involved as a leader in your organization because you got an email from the university and nobody raised their hand? And then he said, how many of you got involved because somebody took you to a meeting and said, hey, you need to get involved in this, and we think you'd be good at this? And almost everybody in the room raised their hand. And I'm exaggerating, but you can do that with statistics. So, but I think what Scott's saying is that I just love what Alexander Aston says. You meet the students where they're at. You go to where they're at their level, instead of wanting them to be at our level. And so I think you have a really good point. I'm still trying to figure out Twitter. I don't get it, but I'm going to learn it. Mark Harnickel got me hooked onto Flickr. Is that right? Flickr. And also, I think Bearcatitude. I was out there the other day, and our students are not shy. If you have not been out there, Caleb has written a dissertation on Bearcatitude.com, and it was fabulous. And then Mallory, wasn't it you that responded to him, or somebody responded to him in a very thoughtful way? And so I would encourage us all to go out there and read that too. So, but that's a good point. We need to continue to engage them, but also in very different ways too. So, how many Twitter? Look at all these tweeters. There's a question about the cat scratch, and I'll let Dr. McMahon answer that and take up some of my time gratefully, please. Thank you.
She asked me to fill 10 minutes. Is that what she just said? That's so easy. We take those boards every day, and the ones that Clarence finds that are highly offensive and that should be taken down immediately are taken down immediately by his guys and gals.
thank you, because some of the stuff is just, you know, it's student stuff. And a couple of faculty members I noticed, but mostly student stuff. We take it down every day. We have people located close to the boards, and they're designed so you can take the paper right off. We take it up here to our offices where we have student workers who transcribe all the information. And then we will theme those, as you would in qualitative research, and bring them out in terms of a report so that it will then be distributed. Now, the whole concept here is we begin this rotten time, April, as was mentioned in the president's speech last week, but we begin it. We begin the input process. We begin it with multiple nodes. This one, electronic, Twitter. The president is Twitter tweeting. So I mean, these are the kinds of things we're trying to, in university relations, open up all ports and then find a way to be able to continue to bring that information in, formulate it, and disseminate it, obviously through the NLT, through the strategic planning leadership team, which is integral in making these events happen, so that we can start to create a dialogue and understanding about what's going on. So while Jackie is hoping to get comments here, this is one of literally hundreds of points at which someone may say something. And so it's a very good question. What are we doing with that? And what we're doing with it is we are putting it into a form that we can then digest it and create further thought processes out of it for the NLT and for the strategic planning team to be able to say, what are we going to do? So that this summer, a lot of that effort is spent dialoguing with the information as you would in a research process, and then reforming it so that we can see the issues more clearly next fall. Cat scratch boards will go back up. These town halls will go back up. And we'll do that in the month of September, where we'll bring that dialogue back together with a greater clarity of themes. But you begin someplace. So I hope that was an excellent question. I forgot who asked it.
I did, and I have a follow-up.
Please. Here, why don't we do a radio show?
That's fine. That would be good. I'll go up to that one. We'll just communicate.
And I'll moderate the debate.
Yeah, there you go. My name's Lori Martis from the library again. And I was wondering if it would help to take some of those comments from the scratch posts.
Cat scratch posts. Let's get it right.
Sorry. And I was wondering what's going to be called litter box eventually or something like that. But what's going to be...
Take that down. Somebody
that's
take that.
A good suggestion. Yeah.
But what's going to be... If some of those comments could be put into Bearcatitude, because I've noticed there's not a huge amount of discussion yet, and usually it takes a while to get things started, and a lot of what students today like, as well as I like, is you put something up and then other people comment or come up with ideas, and if you had some of those up online, then other people would start brainstorming off of that or commenting off of that or see that it's more comfortable to comment on there, et cetera. But if you don't have some things to get the ball rolling in some of those areas, you're not going to get some of those questions possibly answered.
That's exactly right.
If you already have people dialoguing, it could be maybe anonymous or your summary of some of those already so that people can see what kinds of issues and feel comfortable that I could talk about dining because that person already talked about dining or what have you, things like that.
That's a good point. Mallory, did you want to say something? That is.
Okay.
And we just discuss this. And we discuss it every day. We just discussed it today, kind of came ad hoc together and said, what can we do with this?
Yeah, I saw that you were going to continue down the, you know, back when campus, but I think you'd already get the dialogue started in step one if you already started doing that.
Yeah.
Right. I went up there and I've noticed, but I've also seen some that have very few comments in their areas. Yeah,
we hope to also to force feed some of that over the summer, just by having somebody receive an email over the summer. In time, you might have more time in the summer. Students seem to. Some faculty members seem to. Where you might want to, think about it again. Again, it's about creating dialogue. And what you just said is really kind of expresses the feelings of a lot of people. So I appreciate you coming up and saying it.
Yeah. All right. You need to get your own session.
I know.
Stealing my time and my thunder. Now, I think what we heard here in this great dialogue was that encouraging people to use Bearcatitude and maybe use it as a blog kind of feature where people can put an idea up and people can comment and blog back and forth. So I hope everybody runs back to their office and gets on there and writes a comment or something. So good discussion. And again, I think it again focuses on we just need to continue to get the input, all input, as much as we can in any venue that we can and continue the discussion. So good. Sorry, Tim, I just... We have about 3.5 minutes, not that I'm precise or anything like that, so.
I'm Tina Lankus, and I have just celebrated my first year as dining service director, and yay, I made it. But I have worked at several large universities, and I think what is unique about Northwest is its sense of family, but also this is the first university that the president has known my name and remembers it. And it's important that no matter what level you are at the university, everybody interacts. I mean, if you're a vice president or a dish room attendant, you know, everybody is treated equally and with respect. And so I just want to definitely let people know how much I appreciate that as well as my staff. And that's what sets Northwest apart in my eyes. But I also wanted to reiterate what John Rickman said about sustainability. Sustainability is definitely on the forefront and something that we need to look seriously at. I've had a lot of to do with our Earth Week festivities, but I also want to point out with what Joe had said, I don't know where Joe went, but he's at class. But what I've learned by working with students over the course of the last couple weeks is sustainability is not at the forefront in their eyes. It's because they don't see what immediate gratification does. So I think we have a lot of work ahead of us to get student buy-in.
Thank you. I think what I heard Tina say is that, and Steve, you can come on up, is that it's her one-year anniversary and she expects gifts. The second thing I think I heard her say was that there's something unique about Northwest and the family, and we need to grab a hold of that and continue that, but also help educate our students about sustainability and making it a priority for our students as well. Okay, Steve, come on.
I never pass up an opportunity to talk in a microphone, so.
Are you going to sing a Lady Gaga song, though?
I can if you need me to. So, my name is Steve Bryant. I'm a hall director in residential life, and one of my favorite quotes is by Madonna, and it says, "Everyone's entitled to my opinion." So just to go off the first thing, no. I think a lot of the solutions, because I'm a very solution person, like what can we do to solve this problem? To a lot of the comments we've had is really intercultural competence, even to students who feel entitled coming into our institution, really learning why they feel that way and how they've grown up and their backgrounds and stuff, to even food in the campus dining and labeling things. And really the more intercultural competent faculty and staff are, the more you think about those things when you're implementing and planning services. So I think my solution to that would be really striving, and we've had great strides, but I feel the more that we work in that area, the more that it'll set Northwest apart from other institutions. So, fire up.
Thank you, Steve, for your opinion. I think what we heard Steve say is very integral and important is that we need to continue educating on intercultural competencies because it goes across all social economic status. It's not just a racial or an ethical or a gender thing, the intercultural competencies. And the thing about it is you could be from Skidmore, Missouri, and there's culture to growing up in Skidmore, Missouri, and helping us understand that versus in India. So I think these are really great, great comments, and so I appreciate that, and that you didn't sing a Lady Gaga song. We are wrapping it up, and I like to stay on time because I like to be a very punctual person. So I'm going to go to my last slide here and just remind everybody that at any time, please continue to commit, submit your comments, your ideas, your suggestions to any student affairs leads. We do have some of these cards that if you would feel more comfortable taking a card and writing down your comment and then sending it back, you can send it back to us, University Relations, it doesn't matter, bearcatitude.com, and then the cat scratch boards. And I just have to say this, because I really felt like they needed to have music coming out of them that said cat scratch fever. But they're great the way they are. So, again, thank you all so much for your time, and thanks to our note takers. Can we give them a round of applause, please?